You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
No Filter Friday gives you the opportunity to call in and talk about what's ever on your mind. And we're also getting flooded with Facebook messages all of a sudden, too. So I guess some people are not going to actually call. But Michelle sure did. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show. So what's going on? What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
No, I have to study, like, pretty much all weekend.
Studying? What are you studying for, Michelle?
X-ray. I'm in an X-ray program.
Ooh, you're like an X-ray tech? Or
not yet, but I'm learning.
That's pretty cool.
I will tell you that the first producer of this show back in the early 90s, her name was Leanne, L.A., we called her, and she left the radio industry to go do that, to become an X-ray and, I don't know if an MRI tech also, but she did all of that. She loves it. She
it's
loves
really
it.
Cool. It's really
yeah.
cool.
It would be really cool
I'm
to see you.
Starting, but it's really cool already.
How much longer will you have to be in school for that?
It's my first semester, so I have another 4 after this. So it's not bad. It's a summer semester as well. So
what made you decide to go into this? Because it seems like something like, you know, as a little kid, you're not really like, I want to be in the X-ray industry.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I'm almost 40, so this is like a second. Well, I didn't really have a career before, if I'm honest. But, you know, after having kids and stuff, and, you know, you go to the hospitals more when you have kids, and I just thought maybe I should, like, do something in the medical field, and it's just piqued my interest, and so I started looking into it, and it just was, I don't know.
Look kind of cool, huh? Kind of fun?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's really neat.
Well that's great. You know, it's the kind of industry, you know, where there will always be customers.
Yes.
People be breaking stuff or shoving things where they shouldn't, and you got to find it. So do you get to, like, x-ray different things and just see what's inside them to practice, or is it all bones?
I mean, we have what they call a phantom at school. So I'm not actually in the sites yet, but there's a phantom, and it's basically like this big plexiglass skeleton. Right now we've just used this chest. It's like got no head and no arms. And so, you know, we x-ray it to kind of work on our angles and make sure things line up the way they're supposed to, and that's kind of cool. We're not actually allowed to take x-rays of real people yet, which is probably a good idea.
Probably not. Like, oh, we missed it. Oh, missed it again. Oh, let's try again.
Yeah.
They come out glowing.
They have a hole burned in their side.
You have to have a real person help you fix it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how very cool.
Then do they have volunteers? Because I know, like, if you go to massage school, they will have people that will come, and they're, like, you know, real people that you practice on. Or do they just throw you into the emergency room to practice there?
Well, basically, they just throw you into a clinical site, and you have to, like, pass a lab test for different parts of the body before you can actually start working on real people.
They probably do some job shadowing or whatever.
Yeah, and you have to be supervised by somebody when you're doing exams, like, direct supervision. So you can't just, like, throw someone in front and start, like, clicking buttons and stuff.
Right. What does this lever do?
All right, last question. What are you studying right now? Like, what are you going to be studying this weekend?
We're working on chest x-rays right now.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. And well, I'm studying for...
Well, get to know the booty area, because from what I hear... I've heard stories and a lot of things, you know, end in there. So
another former coworker came from the emergency room, and they said they've spent a lot of their weekends.
Is that a light bulb?
Yes. Coke bottle. I mean, everything.
Yeah. So get familiar. You can have all sorts of stories for happy hour.
Michelle, do you have a question for us, or are you good to go?
I do. So it was kind of along the lines of what I'm studying. If you went into the emergency room and you have, I don't know, a broken leg or something, and someone said, because we have to tell people we're students, and they said, I'm a student, would you let them, like, x-ray you, or you'd be like, no, get me a real person?
Oh, boy. I think if they did have another person with them, I would feel comfortable. I think.
I will tell you this. I think my answer would be yes, because it's an x-ray. You're not, like, jabbing me with anything. But just about three or 4 years ago, when I went for my annual physical, they said, well, we have to draw blood, too. And they brought in this guy, and they go, this is Frank or whatever. He's a student.
He's like, hey.
You will be his. They said I would be his first person ever to draw blood. They said it's totally up to you. And they said, we're not going to feel bad if you say no. And I go, well, then I'm going to say no.
I don't blame you.
For that. Look, my daughter-in-law is a nurse, and when she was, you know, studying to be a nurse, she had to do IVs on people.
Oh yeah.
And I said, no, you're not practicing on me. I mean, X-ray is one thing, but putting a needle in me, I don't want to be somebody's first.
The story that I've heard that's been the most awkward, Michelle, and you could probably relate to this, is when you have your lady doctor time, and knick-knack, my wife has said there's been a couple cases where she's been in there, you know, like in the stirrups, and they bring like three or four students in with their little clipboards.
Oh my goodness.
And they're like, I hope you're okay. We have our, you know, future gynecologists in here, and we're going to let them observe, and she's like, okay.
You know, in that case.
Thing with one person, we have like strict rules about that, where you can only have one student with a patient.
Right.
Well, maybe they were doing it wrong. Where was she?
Well, no.
She said there was like 15 people in there.
No, in Nicole's case, instead of paying for the exam, she should have charged.
You like what you see?
Everybody give me $50. Michelle, right. You're delightful.
No, I would not be down for that. No.
Go have a great weekend and good luck with school.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was hilarious.
She's awesome.
Oh, man. Here's Shawnee. Shawnee, good morning. Welcome to No Filter Friday.
Good morning.
What's going on your mind today?
It was more of a kind of a rant, I guess, like a get it off your chest morning.
Wow.
What's going on?
I'm in the food business. I'll remain anonymous because I don't want to kill my own business, but just like a massive run on the Karens lately. And wow, one in particular here recently, man, she grilled me on meat.
She grilled you on...
That's a funny play on words.
You're supposed to be making food.
So what was the meat situation?
It was just all these questions. Well, where does it come from? Where'd you get it? Is it organic? Is it chicken? Is it free range? Was it killed humanely?
Well, let me ask you, Shawnee, are you in the meat section or are you like in produce and you're like, why are you coming at me with these questions? Or are these like legitimate questions?
They sound legit to me.
But I mean, it's dead and I cooked it. Like, humanely killed.
Well, no. Why was she asking you all the meat questions?
I don't know. I guess everybody wants organic and free range now. And, you
when
know.
When you say you're in the food industry, do you mean you're a server at a restaurant?
No, I'm a chef and I own my business.
Okay.
So
these are questions you should probably know.
These are legit questions, I think.
Well, kind of. But, I mean, if it's not specifically saying, like, it's free range and organic and all those things, like, you know, you're kind of fast paced and they're grilling you on, like, where did it come from? Well, it came from a supplier.
A farm. So is this a customer grilling you essentially, or is this another employee?
Oh,
a customer.
You know what you
okay.
should do? You should have, here's what I would do. I would have pre-prepared answers for all of those kind of questions. Like when they ask, you could say, yes, this particular chicken came from a farm in Montana, and it was ready. In other words, just have your answers ready to go and make them as wild as possible.
Do you have your nights and weekends free where maybe you can take an improv class?
I should, right?
You should, so you can just start making up crap on the fly.
Sorry, if you're that concerned about how it was killed, you should be a vegetarian.
No, but I mean, there are a lot of people
that are concerned about that.
And I don't knock that at all, but...
And honestly, you should probably have a little index card with some of this information on there.
Right. What I do. I probably need a cue card for, like, you know...
Well, let me ask you, did you end up going back into the back or whatever and finding out where the cow came from?
No, it says on the box... USA.
Who's ordering your meat? You're the owner. Who is ordering your meat?
She's getting it out of the trunk of somebody's car.
You're not getting it from trunk guy, are you?
Secret, no.
Trunk of a car guy selling her meat.
Where did this cow come from? Well, the back of a Camry.
Oh, you're crazy. Hey, listen, we got to run, but I want to ask you this. What's your specialty? What do you make better than anything?
I make a burger that's half bacon, half beef.
Do you know where that bacon came from?
Big name, Lloyd.
Pig.
Shawnee, I hope you have a great weekend, all right?
Thank you, you too.
See you later.
Thank
Good
you
luck.
So... here's Nikki on the phone. Nikki, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are
hey,
you?
We're so
really good.
We're running out of time, but we wanted to squeeze your call in. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm so glad because I actually called on Monday and won Rattle Off, and you guys were so sweet, and you wanted to talk to my daughter, and she's right here, and she really wants to talk to you. So is that okay?
What's your daughter's name?
Dylan.
And how old is Dylan?
She's 14, so I told Josh I'd be here with her.
Okay. Just in case the boys say something inappropriate
no,
or what?
We
what
would
are you
never.
Talking about?
That's right. So just to refresh your memory, you did mention something about wanting to give her $100 if you could talk to her. So I was like, well.
Oh, so you're angling for some money, huh?
4 days
We're
later.
Out of money. We just ended that bill contest.
That offer was only good through Tuesday.
That expired quick.
Well, here's the question for you. So I do have a question for you. So my daughter would like to get some articulated stilts. Do you know what those are?
Okay, put her on.
Okay.
All right.
Hi.
Dylan, Hi. What are you doing? Why aren't you in school?
Fridays are off days.
Oh, okay. Huh. All right. Jeremy, familiar?
Yeah. Don't want to say anything about that
yeah,
right
don't
now.
Don't say anything else.
We don't need any more emails.
Dylan, tell me about articulated stilts.
They're stilts, but on all four limbs, so arms and legs.
Now, why would you want to do this?
So you could walk like those critters in the Lion King theater.
Oh, like
production?
The musicals? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be kind of fun to dress up as something from, like, Godzilla and scare the crap out of my neighbors.
So you would just do that and just walk around the neighborhood just for funsies?
Pretty much. Like, Halloween and just at night, see what people think.
Well, how much do a set of articulated stilts go for?
Right now, they're at $150 for front and back.
So for all four?
$150
yes.
bucks.
Go for it. Live your life, girl.
Here's the thing. I'm just
sounds fun.
You're not going to believe me, Dylan, but I'm going to tell you that this is the truth. You're going to put those on. You're going to get the biggest hoot out of them. You're going to have a blast. You're going to wear them a second time, and then they'll never come out of the closet.
That's what my mom tells me.
That's the.
It's going to be like everything, like a bike or a skateboard.
Every parent knows what I'm talking about. Something like that would be used once, maybe twice. Is there a way you can rent a set of articulated stilts?
I have no idea. My mom's like, oh, you're going to get bored of them. And my dad's like, go for it.
Yeah, but who cares if you get bored with it? There's probably plenty. Why don't you wander around the house and find a few things that your mom has purchased that she doesn't use anymore?
Hey. Like your dad?
I'm sure there's plenty of things your parents have purchased that they don't use anymore.
Okay.
No, ask your dad how often she's
no,
using him.
No, don't. You know? Leave her parents out of this.
All right. All right.
Dylan, you got a good mom? Is she good to you?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she sounds pretty cool.
Well, Jeremy says to get the stilts. I think, no.
Yeah, go for it. Have some fun. You're 14. You should be having fun and doing stupid stuff like this.
But borrow somebody's articulated stilts.
Who's going to have a pair to borrow?
Yeah, for a reason.
No, sounds to me like a five call says it all. But
stilts or no stilts?
I'm tempted to do that.
Do like a turbo poll, maybe.
Turbo poll, you got five calls. Should Nikki buy Dylan articulated stilts or not?
I'm
you
game.
Guys have a, you guys have a great weekend, okay?
All right, you too.
See you later. Good luck.
That's funny. I never heard of articulating.
Me why either.
Why are they called articulating? Because stilts. That makes me think that they would have a joint in them that bends.
Well, maybe they like do, so you can kind of walk or something. I'll have to look those up.
I've seen the spring stilts.
Have you seen those where you can buy them for your legs and then they got big springs on them and you bounce like crazy?
Just like pogo
sticks. They're like pogo sticks that you strap to your legs.
What could go wrong? Why don't you combine the articulated stilts with the pogo element?
Jump over your house.
Hop.